Spend your afternoon with Relebo Gile Mabotja on 702. Let's walk the talk.
Time for our tech feature. Today we are talking about verifying fake photos and videos in an era of AI and deep fakes. It is actually quite important to be able to do so, not just for finding out where Kate Middleton is, but just for the different types of fake news that are out there. We know that not so long ago, Leanne Manas is one of the people that posted to say, guys, please know I'm not promoting this product. I saw one of Oprah Winfrey apparently promoting some hair oil, and it's all believable because it's not just the image and the likeness, it's also the voice and the wording that is used. So we're joined by Loyiso Tira, who is Managing Director of ICT SMME Chamber and the Chairperson of SAMDDRA. And it's important that I say that acronym at least once before telling you what it stands for. The SAMDDRA stands for the South African Mobile Devices Distributors and Repairers Association. And we take your calls on 011-883-0702 with the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. Layuso, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for agreeing to shift times with us.
Good afternoon, Lebo. Thank you very much for inviting me to your show.
So, Loyiso, we are in an interesting time with technology. On the one hand, it's quite exciting that anything is pretty much possible at a fraction of the cost. On the other hand, we're in quite a dangerous territory, as we've seen with, for example, Leanne Manas, being impersonated by technology. And of course, it's people behind it. But now that compromises her brand and her reputation. There was one which was quite of Taylor Swift, where there was an image that came out of her, which many considered to be almost at the level of, and I need the correct language, but it was like a level of sexual assault with the type of images that they were putting out of her.
Yes, Lebo, I think the time we're in, which is the time of the rise of digital, what we call digital manipulation, it's growing quite rapidly, to a point that it's even making it difficult for us to be able to distinguish what's real and what's not. And I think going into the future, unless we are quite aware of what we're doing on the internet, it will be difficult to tell what's the difference between reality and what is not. And I think what has brought about this rapid change, obviously, it is the growth of artificial intelligence, which took what was in the domain of your CIA and your MI6 and virtually put it in your domain, where a label can be able to produce not just fake images, but fake videos of human beings, fake voice or cloned voice of somebody else, and be able to use that for a manner of purposes. There's obviously good to and bad in terms of the use of this technology. But really, we're getting to a point where we're blurring what's real and what's not in the internet, which is why it's important for us to have these conversations so that the public is aware of how to at least be able to find out whether something is true or not, and what to basically do when you are faced with these things in the internet.
So before we delve into why these things can be absolutely scary and terrible, let's look at the positive in the development of technology. Even if you just name one positive of the fact that we are able to have this ability with technology.
With the fake technology, which uses basically what is called GAN, the Generative Adversarial Networks, was used initially, if I can pick up just the two or three use cases, in the movie industry, where you would have had somebody who would come in as somebody who will do dangerous thing, a stunt double. That person would have to, for instance, go and jump out of burning cars. Obviously, that won't be Keanu Reeves. It would be somebody else.
Yes.
You now don't need somebody to go and jump out of burning cars because you can basically take videos of Keanu Reeves through the same, exactly the same process, and create that scene of Keanu Reeves that jumps out of a burning car or moves something from one plane to another. And it would be so real that even you who's watching that movie would be watching a movie of a real Keanu Reeves that looked like they just jumped out of one plane to another in midair. The second one was, actually this one was done, where you had David Beckham give a speech in English, and you take that speech and you are able to have David Beckham speak in a number of manner of languages. So in training, you can do quite a lot of those where you can record yourself as a trainer and you can be able to interpret that and do more of that. So there is quite a lot of use cases where this technology can be used in a positive way, and also in an environmentally friendly way, instead of human beings doing certain things that, especially in the movie industry, is one use case, they would not necessarily have to do those things in animals. And so you would have videos where animals would be used in making that film. Now, with this type of technology, you would not have to do that. You can literally fight with bears and kill a bear or whatever, but no bear is harmed, no bear is used. But for you as a viewer, it will really be a real image that you could be able to use. And going further, we're now having what we call virtual reality, or immersive virtual reality, where you can have platform virtual reality headsets put on your face, and you would be able to go into a world that looked real, that feels real, the people look real. There's quite a lot of things it can be used for, but like anything else, it's in the hands of people. You put it in the hands of bad ones, they'll do, they'll do what human beings do.
And of course, their intentions as well. And I'm so glad you mentioned those examples. We look at the fact that Paul Walker passed away midway through shooting one of the Fast and Furious films, and they were able to use CGI to record those final scenes with the help of his brother. But I don't think Tom Cruise will be too happy about not doing his own stunts. We're going to take a quick break. All of your calls, 011-883-0702 in the WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702.
Your voice, your life, your afternoon radio on 702 Afternoons with Relebo Gile Mabotja.
3:10, we're chatting on our tech feature for today on how to verify fake photos and videos. And we're in conversation with Loyiso Tiha, who is Managing Director of ICT SMME Chamber and the Chairperson of the South African Mobile Devices Distributors and Repairers Association. We are taking your calls and questions on 011-883-0702 and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. Earlier on, the conversation that we were having was around why this development in technology has been positive and helpful. Before we get into maybe it's not so great, depending on the hands that this technology is in and the intentions behind it, but more importantly, how you can start to identify what is fake. And I think, Loyiso, just in terms of what is fake, from what I am seeing, it's around news. We're starting to see so many parody and funny videos of our president, but that could easily be used, for example, for announcements that are not real or are fake.
Yes, that's the very third one, and almost at the worst part of this. It can be used to start wars. It can be used to incite violence. It can be used to manipulate elections. Especially now that there's quite a lot of elections. It's already happened in Ukraine with the Ukraine war, where Zelensky was a video was shared where he was telling soldiers to basically lay down their arms and go home, and he had to release his own video saying that was fake. So at the worst side of it, it can actually create wars, as I'm saying. It actually can get very bad. But even on a slighter one, if you would recall, it's still happening though. You would have people that would take your pictures and create a Facebook account of you and basically track your profile on Facebook or any social media and create a fake version for whatever scam that they want to do. Now it's even easier. They don't have to track your profile. They can really take your picture or any other picture, create a fake Facebook profile to do social engineering and then do whatever scam they want to do. In America, there was a lady that was scammed to pay ransom for her daughter being kidnapped over a phone call while the daughter was with the mother, with the father in his bedroom doing homework. Mm. And the mother couldn't recognize that this is their own child's voice. They thought it was their own child. So in reality, it can be done for all sorts of manner of things, whether it's soft ones and it can be still videos and even voice cloning. And as you pointed out, there was Elon Musk telling people to join some Bitcoin scam. Mm. And it looked real. I've seen it myself.
Yes.
It's just that I know Elon Musk wouldn't do that.
Yes.
Which is some of the things we need to talk about so that people can sort of gauge where to think this could be something wrong with it. And if you think something could be wrong with it, it's worthwhile checking it out before you act on any news based on either video, photo, or even voice for that matter.
All right. So what are some of the first things you can look at? I think for me, you know, and I no offense to those that are not of the younger generation, but those that are not of the younger generation that, you know, very easily click forward on WhatsApp groups and these messages and they get scared about some misinformation. I always say, did you get the information from a credible news site? I think for me, it's easy for me to pick out if a video is fake because it's kind of within the realm of the work that I do. So there are things to see. But if this is not a space you're in, what should a person start to do when they see pictures or images that are with some scary headline or are a person in a compromising position? What should they look for?
Yeah, I think you've mentioned the first one. The first one is really stick to the credible sites. For instance, the news website, you go to SABC News, you go to 702, you literally go to that site and you go to an app if you've got an app. So even if something is seen to be coming from, let's say, ENCA, for instance, the moment it gives certain emotions and you think it might be real or not real, go to ENCA website to verify it before you act on that. And I think that's usually the first thing. If it sounds real or it sounds unreal, just rather go and check from a credible source that can corroborate the information that you are getting. Because now you can no longer, in the past, when the technology was not so good, you could see the blaring sides of the ears and what you can almost tell just by looking at that video or looking on the sync between voice and the lips would not be in. Now this technology is so good that doesn't happen anymore. About 99% of human beings would not be able to spot a fake video from the real one. And it then depends, then you depend on first the knowledge that we are talking about. Secondly, there are tools that you can use if you really want to verify on the internet where you can check. You can do, for instance, on Google, the reverse image search where you can check whether this image comes from a source and Google will do that for you. There's even other sites where you can actually verify the picture, whether it's real or not. Even those, though, lately are becoming, the technology is moving faster than some of these technologies. They are digital forensic tools that you can use to check, and that's really if you want to know if this is whatever you're getting is that serious and that important. There are tools on the internet that you can use to check. But being proactive and knowing that if there's something it doesn't look real, rather always go to the original source that you know, a trusted source, which would be your news website or the real websites of what the source could be, and not just simply act on something that you get on WhatsApp or forwarded through Twitter or any of these other social media medium.
I think also the other thing is people shouldn't be afraid to, with images, to zoom in, look at the details. Do they match one another? And even with videos, with the AI generated videos, you can see the movement. It looks weird. Something looks off. It doesn't look like natural movement. When the person turns their head, their eyes are not sitting in the right place on their head. So also, we all have the ability on smartphones to be able to zoom into videos as well.
That's correct. The only problem with that is that lately, remember, this technology is learning on daily basis.
Yes.
It will increasingly become more and more difficult to be able to do that. In the past, you could do that. You could see some things that are off on the actual picture. If you look at the entire picture, you will see things that are supposed not to be in the sky.
Yes.
In the sky, you're zooming in. You will see the blur. You can see probably the tone would not be consistent throughout. So you could pick those things up. But the way the technology works is such that it's continuously learning.
Mm.
And we are getting to a point where it's increasingly becoming more and more difficult to distinguish between what's fake and what's real. In fact, what's fake sometimes even look more real than the real thing.
Mm. Maybe
it has happened where I think it was some president in Africa, people thought the video was fake and it was actually real. And it has happened quite a lot. So I think for a normal human being, it will increasingly become difficult to be able to discern through their own eyes on what is right and what is fake and what is not. And it's rather use your instinct to first realize whether there's a possibility this can be true. And if not, rather just then verify it before you even act or even forward it. Because sometimes when you forward something to someone because they trust you, they might think it's true because it comes from
definitely,
you.
Definitely. And I think the notes that you've given us there are quite valuable. Thank you so much for your time, Luisa. I'm sure we'll be chatting again soon.